Chapter 3. Going Home. I wanted Jeremiah and I to tell our families our news face to face when everyone was together. The timing was perfect because we would all be in Cousins in a week's time to remember Jeremiah's mom, Susanna. There was a new garden at the women's shelter where she used to help, which was planted in her memory. We all planned to meet there for the special opening. His dad, my mom, my brother Stephen, and Conrad. I hadn't seen Conrad since that trip to Cousins at Christmas. What would he say when we told him our news? I couldn't begin to guess. I was worried about what my mother would say, too. I knew that I had to talk to Taylor and Annika before my dad came to get me the next morning. And I needed to tell Taylor, my oldest friend, first. I asked her to meet me in a cafe. She was already at a table when I got there. "You look better today," she said. "So, what's going on? Are you guys back together, or did you break up?" I held up my left hand, and she saw the diamond ring. "You're joking," she screamed, grabbing my hand. A couple of people turned around to stare. "You're engaged? Wow, this is crazy," she said, staring at the ring. "But Belly, he cheated on you." "We're starting again. I really love him. You said it yourself. He's the love of my life." She kept staring at me. "But why can't you wait until you finish college?" "Why should we wait if we've already made up our minds to get married?" "What about your mom?" she asked. "We'll tell her and Jeremiah's dad next week in Cousins. We'll tell my dad after that." "So I'm the first to know?" I could see that Taylor was pleased. "But won't your mom go completely crazy?" "Taylor," I said and laughed. "Anyway, Mom loves Jeremiah. She and Susanna always talked about me marrying one of her sons." Taylor didn't look sure. She said. "So, when is the wedding going to be?" "This August." "That's really, really soon," said Taylor. "We don't have much time to plan." "We just want a very small wedding at the house in Cousins. We don't have the money for a big one." "But you still need flowers, and cake, and a wedding dress, and bridesmaids," Taylor said. "I just want you as a bridesmaid." Taylor looked really happy, and her eyes filled with tears. "But what about Annika?" she said. "You're right. I should ask her too," I said. "But you'll be my number one bridesmaid." I was worried about telling Annika my news. We'd talked about being roommates that fall, so I was expecting her to be disappointed. But although she was shocked when I told her and showed her the ring, she was fine with it. I stopped wearing the ring after that and hid it because the next day, my dad came to pick me up and drive me home. Sitting next to him in the car, I wanted to tell him about me and Jeremiah so badly, but I couldn't. I couldn't tell him before I told my mother. It wouldn't be right. I'd expected it to feel strange being at home again after being in college, but it didn't. Everything was just the same. Early morning breakfasts with my mom, fighting over the bathroom with my brother Stephen. Jeremiah was working in his father's office for the summer, and I got a job in a restaurant, sometimes working from morning till night. We needed to save as much money as we could for the wedding. Early on the Saturday morning, I drove with my mom and Stephen to Cousins for the opening of Susanna's garden at the women's shelter. Jeremiah's dad had booked a restaurant for us all to have lunch after, and this was when Jeremiah and I planned to tell everyone our news. When I thought about it, I felt scared. But it would be good, too. I hated having secrets from my mom. On the drive to Cousins, I sat in the front with my mom, while Stephen slept in the back. Conrad is definitely coming, isn't he? My mom asked me. I'd spoken to Jeremiah on the phone late last night and asked him the same thing, but Jeremiah hadn't heard anything from Conrad. You're the one who speaks to him on the phone, I told my mom. She and Conrad had always been close, and were even closer since Susanna had died. I hadn't spoken to him in a few weeks, but I'm sure he'll be there. He wouldn't miss something as important as this, my mom said. I didn't say anything, and she looked at me. Don't you agree? She said. Sorry, Mom, but you could be disappointed. Why couldn't I just agree with her? Because I really did believe that he would come. Wasn't that the reason I was wearing a new dress and uncomfortable new shoes? We met Jeremiah's dad outside of the women's shelter. Have you heard from Conrad? He asked my mom. She shook her head. When I spoke to him last month, he said that he would come. I haven't heard anything new. We should go in now, said Jeremiah. Yes, agreed my mom. Billy, why don't you wait another minute for Conrad? Sure, I said. You guys go in. I'll wait. When they'd gone, I sat down by the road. My feet were already hurting in my new high-heeled shoes. I waited for 10 minutes, and when Conrad still hadn't arrived, I got up. Conrad. I saw her before she saw me. She was sitting at the front with my dad and Jeremiah. She had on a light purple dress and looked so grown up. I realized that she had grown up while I wasn't looking. Perhaps she had changed and I didn't know her anymore. But then she kept playing with her hair, and I knew that she was just the same Belly. My plane had been late, so I didn't arrive until after the speeches began. There was an empty seat next to my dad, but I just stood in the back. A woman from the shelter was thanking everyone for coming. She talked about how great my mom was and how much she had helped the women's shelter. Then Jeremiah got up. Today means so much to my family, he said. It would mean even more to my mom. The women's shelter was really important to her. Even when we weren't here in Cousins, she was still thinking about you guys. And she loved flowers. She used to say that she needed them to breathe. She would love this garden. It was a good speech. Our mom would be proud to see Jeremiah standing up there. She would be even prouder if I was standing there with him. Jeremiah sat down in the seat next to Belly. I watched him take her hand, and my stomach went tight. Coming back here was a mistake.